Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Kenner Baxter, and she is president of the Pride organization. Good morning to you, Kenner.
Good morning, LaVon.
When we say Pride, I just want to say, you know, when you see those are letters, what does Pride stand for?
It means Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise.
Okay, if we have a moment, we'll talk a little more about that. But the thing that we want to talk about right now, you know, Kenner, tonight's caucus, we've been in this political mood for a long time. But, and of course, that's all presidential. But there are other people working in our government that we need to hear from and talk to. And so Pride offers that opportunity.
Yes, and that's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, because I truly believe that local politics should get more attention than national, because our local politics, city councils, mayors, county supervisors, and our state legislatures, I think what they achieve and work towards has much more to do with our day-to-day lives. Yeah. School boards, too. School board elections never get enough attention.
You're right. As you say, our day-to-day lives, making those decisions, and we can have a lot of input on that.
Yes, we can.
I mean, I hear over and over from our representatives that they do listen to people. So one opportunity is the Legislative Coffees.
Yes, Pride is sponsoring the Legislative Coffees again this spring. They are in session over there, and they really do make time, all the legislators, to come out to their home areas and listen to people at these coffees. The first one is coming up this Saturday, February 6th, in Cumberland at the fire station. The representatives and senators have been invited, and they really do make an effort to be there. So the people who represent that area will work very hard to be there. It's at 10 a.m.
Okay. And can you just give us a list of who the possibilities are? I mean, these are our representatives.
Yeah.
But sometimes we forget there's been some changes.
Clell Baudler and Tom Moore are the representatives for Iowa, and Tom Shipley and Jake Chapman are the senators.
Okay, so this would be a good opportunity for people to get acquainted also. I mean, those are names that are probably don't just roll off our tongues.
Well, three of them are fairly new.
Yes.
You know, Clell's been around a long time, and he represents the eastern side of the county. So he usually makes it to the one on mm-hmm. the east side, which is the Cumberland one. But the other guys are all fairly new. Tom Moore is from the Griswold area. Tom Shipley is from Nottoway. And I'm not sure where Jake Chapman's from. Who did he take the place of?
Well, as you say, we've had to have a couple of replacement,
yeah.
Regular elections, but replacement, of course.
Yeah.
Joni Ernst, one
mm-hmm.
of them replaced Joni Ernst.
That's Tom Shipley.
And the other, we had to have a replacement for our long time.
Yes, Jack Drake.
Yes, and we'll come back and talk about Jake in a little bit. But okay, so the first one coming right up is February 6th. It seems to me they're always the first Saturday, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
They
so
are for
March,
3 months in a row.
Okay. Yeah, because by then the work is, you better get your words in during those 3 months.
Yes.
Okay. So what happens? You know, if I've never been to one of these legislative coffees and I decide I'm going to come, what happens?
Well, the way Pride does it, we like it to be interactive. We don't like to have, you know, rows of people all looking at the legislators at the front of a room. We put everybody in a circle so everyone sees everyone else in the room, everyone can communicate, and it's a conversation. It's not a lecture, it's not a speech, it's people bringing up their concerns to the legislators, what they feel is important, and the legislators explaining what's happening in the legislature, you know, right now on that topic, or why it isn't being discussed, what is being discussed, and why.
Okay.
So it's very educational for the citizens as well as the legislators.
And I think usually they do start off with just a short, this is kind of what we're working on. Legislators usually kind of start out with it or not.
Yeah, and an introduction,
yeah.
Especially since there's some new people there. They're going to need to introduce themselves.
Okay. But not long speeches.
No. Nope, it's a conversation.
And, you know, and that, I think it's interesting I have to admit I haven't attended often, but when I've attended, I think it is interesting to hear the concerns of the other people in the room. Are there other people that have the same concerns as I have, or am I kind of a loner out there? What are their thoughts? Mm-hmm. That interchange really is useful.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, people are at different stages of their lives, and they have different concerns very often. You know, a younger person's going to be much more concerned about the education of their children. And, you know, and maybe an older person is more interested in economics and finances of retirement and taxes and things mm-hmm. like that.
But there's something there for everybody. Very interesting. So then, how long do they last?
An hour.
Okay.
Yeah, so. they really are, because the legislators have, they might have more than one coffee in one Saturday.
They do travel, don't
yes,
they?
Yes, they do. Some of them have pretty big territories to cover, and they really do try to get out and talk to everyone that they can. So
again, this first one is in Cumberland at mm-hmm. the community center?
At the fire station.
At the fire station. Okay,
yes.
So that should be easy to find.
Mm-hmm. It's right on Main Street.
Okay. And is there coffee?
Well, they'll have coffee, and usually someone provides treats. I don't know what they're having in Cumberland, but it will be in Marnie on March 5th at 10 a.m. at the community center, and I know we'll have coffee and treats there because I'll provide them.
I was going to say, I know who's providing those.
Yeah.
And then in April, of course, on the 2nd. So kind of mark mm-hmm. the first Saturday. And does the time change sometimes? You said this one's at 10 o'clock.
No, they're all three of them are at 10 a.m.
At 10 a.m.,
yeah.
Okay.
And the one in April is at the Lewis Library.
Okay.
The new library right there on the main street of Lewis. And it's a great opportunity for people
yes.
to see that wonderful new facility.
It is. There's so much there to see in addition to what you usually think of what's in the library.
Yes.
Okay. So when you're thinking about these legislative coffees, I mean, you as president of the Board of Pride, do you go with some things in mind, just in case it's kind of like, okay, where do we start?
Well, there's been a lot of discussion about what's happening with the Medicaid privatization. And I actually have some family members that work in the field that affects, and they're very concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Education thing, it's all about, you know, where's the money going and what's it paying for?
Okay. So I'm sure, Kenner, that if it's really silent, you or one of the other members of Pride would, sometimes you have to have somebody just say the first thing.
Yeah.
But otherwise, you get some really good discussion yeah. going.
Well, I tell you, when there are a couple of politicians in the room, you don't need to worry about silence.
That's true. That's true, Kenner. Let's talk just a moment about the organization Pride. What does that mean? I mean,
well, we're about education and economic development in our rural communities. We were really organized to give a voice to the smaller communities in Cass County. We are a 501c3, so we are a nonprofit, and our goal is to educate people, and an awful lot of it is educating people about the political system, how it affects you, and how you can affect it.
Getting involved. We sometimes, and I'm sometimes guilty of this, saying, well, man, I don't matter. That's
no,
not true in
no,
this case.
No, you do. And you'd be surprised. If you send an email to a legislator, you hear back.
How do I find out those emails?
Those are all on the state website. The Iowa government website. I can't recall right now
That's
what
okay.
the name of the website is, but it's pretty easy to find.
And I'm guessing if you put in a name, just Google one of those Cloud Bottler's name, there's a whole
yes.
lot of information will come up. You'll get a lot more. We want to talk just a little bit about Jack Drake.
Oh, yes. Jack, of course, you know, we lost Jack. He had been our longtime representative representing this area. And whether you agreed with his politics or not, he was a gracious man and served us well, and it makes me a little choked up
yes.
to think about him, you know.
And he was one of those people. He and his wife showed up at so many things, and I often got the feeling he wasn't just there because he knew he should do that so people would see him. He really enjoyed coming out and visiting with people and seeing what was happening.
Yes, he did. He was a local farmer. He knew everyone, and everyone knew him. Well, I knew him all my life. His granddaughter's the best friend of my niece. So,
yeah.
you know, he's like a family
yeah,
friend.
Yeah. Okay, quickly, let's remind folks about the first legislative coffee.
Okay, this Saturday, February 6th, 10 a.m. in Cumberland.
All right. Thank you very much, Kendra Baxter, who is the president of Pride. Until next time, here's a thought. We can help others in the world by making the most of ourselves.